Shark Bagley. Shark Bagley.
Shark Bagley. We're on episode 96. So what else could we find with the same digits? Well, the number of eggs on average us Brits will eat each year, percentage of Americans who have visited McDonald's in the past 12 months, and the oldest person to ever bungee jump. The record belongs to Moa Keat from South Africa, and he wasn't aware he had made history until after his jump. Incredible. So wishing you a very happy new year from us both, and apologies for missing last week with my cheap chest. I have to admit I was a little worried about recording this one, as I have a habit of breaking into fits of coughing, and you don't want to hear that. So when Howard and I caught up, I did suggest perhaps if I did have a situation that we could fill it with a musical interlude.
Has it got to be on a theme of coughing? I don't know any songs about coughing.
Well, no, I never thought about having to link with coughing, but I just think there's nothing worse. Oh, dear. Anyway, you'll be pleased now. I've put my bra on for you. Not that you can tell.
Well, the camera's not at that level in any case, it wouldn't matter.
That's for a reason. Anyway.
Have you had this all over Christmas, then?
Boxing Day.
Oh, no.
Mm. And so I've been in bed for 4 days, 5 days.
Wow.
It's just, are you all right?
Bless you.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Good. Keep it that way, darling, please. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, bless you.
I know. I'm on antibiotics.
Oh, have you been? Well, because there was something on the news that they're running out of kind of cold and flu treatments.
It won't me, H. I know I've got a large chest, but I don't think that correlates with the fact that doctors and chemists are running short. So in a period of, 10, 11 days, I've put my bra on twice, and this is the second time. So the only other time was when I had to go and get some antibiotics. Oh, I tell you what, they're inundated. Oh, bless them. I rang. Now, I know only somebody who really, really needs to see a doctor would ring, wouldn't they, on the very first day of operations after New Year. No one else.
Oh, yeah.
No. Well, you'd think that, yes. So, of course, first thing I do, rang at 8 o'clock in the morning. So the phone line's open at 8. I think I got through at about 6-7 minutes past. And lady answered. She said, you're caller number 4. So I thought, that's not too bad. And she answered. I said, oh, gosh, I'm ever so sorry. Obviously, you're very, very busy. She'd only been on duty. Well, she'd probably gone in for 7:30. So she wasn't even 45 minutes into her day. And she went, yes, and I've only got another 27 after you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Some people love their job, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I wished her a Happy New Year.
Oh, good. You've got to do that. I always found that when I used to work for the city council, and people would say, that secretary, she's really grumpy. And I used to make it my challenge to actually make a smile or something like that. Yeah.
And?
I think it's nice. Yeah. Did it. Yeah.
Well done, H.
Yeah. I feel a sense of achievement for doing that, yeah.
So have you got anything to tell me? Any news?
Any news? Mm. Oh, gosh, we had a complete mess up over Christmas. So, it was a lovely, lovely Christmas. Mm. So, my sister and family were coming down from Glasgow, and they were coming down on the 23rd for drinks and nibbles and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Did they clear out your alcohol cupboard?
No, still there. They made good inroads into it.
Oh, good.
But we've still, yes, not quite cleared out, no. So, yeah, so they were coming on the 23rd and having drinks and then coming round for breakfast on Christmas Eve.
Were they unconscious between?
No. not coming round as in that.
Oh, okay.
Coming back, and then what had happened was that Rob, sister's husband, had made a bit of a boob with the hotel, and he'd actually booked a hotel that doesn't have dogs.
Oh.
And so Debbie said, would it be possible for me to sleep on your sofa on the night of the 23rd, and Milner, the dog, can stay. Could he stay as well? Yeah. And Peter was not happy about that at all.
Oh.
And we had words. And then the following morning, they said, if they want to stay, they can. And I thought, oh, you've changed your tune. So it was like, oh, lovely.
Well, isn't Milner a puppy? So,
was Milner a puppy? He's not a puppy now.
Oh,
don't
he?
Ask me. No, no. Oh, no, I think they've had him about 3 years.
Oh,
so.
Oh right. Okay.
Probably more, actually. Oh. Yeah.
So did...
I don't know dog's ages. I'm not good with dog's ages, but...
So did they come and stay, or did they find somewhere to stay?
No, they stayed. So Rob and the girls stayed in the hotel. Debbie stayed with Milner on our sofa. Milner wasn't actually on the sofa. He got a little dog bed. And then I did breakfast for everybody the following morning, which was lovely. They turned up from the hotel. But what was the big problem was that I was supposed to be having an online food delivery with sort of nibbles and stuff for Christmas and things coming on the 22nd. Peter and I have had a glass of wine. It was a delivery late at night. I'm just making that clear. We don't have a glass of wine normally before food deliveries if they come early in the morning. But this was, it was due to come between 10:30 and 11:30 at night.
Gosh,
on
late.
The 22nd.
Gosh.
It is late, yeah. Got a call. So sorry, but I've had a puncture. And he said, I'm waiting for somebody to come with a spare tyre, and then I'll be back on the road. And we're like, oh, it's fine, we're just having a glass of wine. Whatever time. Phones up at midnight, says, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to get to you till about 2 a.m. And he said, I think I'm just going to have to cancel your order. He said, not to worry, they will re-deliver it in the morning. Following morning, I phone them up, say, I hear you're going to re-deliver our order this morning. Oh, no. I can fit you in on Christmas Eve. And it's like, oh, okay. Except all of the stuff that we wanted for this kind of little drinks party is of no use. So we ended up, you know, opening up our drinks cabinet, cupboard, whatever it is, and ordering takeaways.
But I bet they had a lovely time.
They did have a lovely time. And sometimes, I suppose, when you have to do something because your plans have gone awry, sometimes that bit of spontaneity is quite nice, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so, but come on, between you, me, and the gatepost, you and spontaneity probably terrified you to death.
Do you know what my mum said? I can't believe how calm you are. I don't know what... She says, I don't know what you're on. She says, but I can't believe how calm... You've coped with the idea of a dog staying overnight. No problem whatsoever. Food not arriving. Having to organise takeaways. And then cooking... I'd said that for breakfast, I'll do just either vegetarian sausage sandwiches or bacon sandwiches. Oh, could I have avocado and a fried egg as well with mine? So they're all like doing these bespoke orders of what they want for breakfast. And it was lovely. It was.
Good, good. So I just to tell you, I said I was on antibiotics. I've just, before I go on any further, because I know I'll forget. You get the leaflets. Why are you taking this medicine? Because I always like to.
Yeah.
It reads like the Magna Carta. But, I saw this and I thought, I'm going to have to tell Howard. It can also, these antibiotics I'm on, can also cure Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And I thought...
What?
Couple of things. A, has anybody heard of Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever? Because this was definitely UK.
If they live in the Rocky Mountains, then it might be well known, but not in the UK, I don't think.
Yeah. So just in case, it can help the Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. It's something to do with tick bites or something. It doesn't sound very pleasant, but I thought, there you are. I suppose with us, it was lovely, but of course, we sort of came down with this. And Glyn also got it. And fortunately, he was able to stop after the panto, so he's not been very
well. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But hey-ho. Must say, huge thank you to all your lovely messages. It's one of these where we're not going to be able to mention everybody, H. But thank you ever so much. It's been lovely.
Is that because there's so many of them that we can't mention all of them? Mm-hmm. Or is it because actually we've not had any, but we just want to... Thank you so much for all your lovely messages.
Howard Middleton, have you not seen your lovely messages?
Of course, I know. I did see. So I saw lots of lovely messages wishing you a speedy recovery and things like that. So, yeah.
No, there were some lovely messages. One thing I will mention, though, because we've heard from Jane in the UK. And she's thought you might like to see a photo of my first cookbook. Peanuts cookbook. I used to love Peanuts. You know, the...
I love Peanuts too.
And did you ever draw him as he lay on his back on that top of the dog kennel?
We used to be a trend at one time. Mm. If you could draw Snoopy, couldn't you?
Yeah. I loved him. Loved him. Anyway, Peanuts cookbook, which I found in a garage sale when my family and I lived in Chicago in the 70s.
Wow. Oh, I bet that's a lovely book.
Hang on. Hopefully a musical interlude was put in there. So it's here. Oh, look at this, Howard. Peanuts cookbook, so I shall show you. You should be able to see it.
I'm sorry. I want that now. I'm good at it.
So it's sort of Peanuts cookbook is the border, isn't it? And then in the middle, was it Charlie, the boy?
It's Charlie Brown, isn't it?
Charlie Brown.
Like Charlie Brown.
And we'll put this on our social media. But he's there and he's got a little pinny that says the chef is in. I mean, that in itself we've got to have. Anyway, Jane's kindly sent a recipe for Divine Divinity. And I thought, this is going to be one of those... Two cups of kindness, three cups one of those.
Yeah.
No, it's got real things in it. It's got two cups of sugar, half a cup of light corn syrup, half a cup of water, two egg whites beaten stiff, a minute thing of salt, a teaspoon of vanilla and a cup of walnuts coarsely chopped. So where are we thinking with this now? We're on our chopping boards, aren't we? You!
You!
It's the little things, isn't it, Howard? So it says, cook sugar, syrup and water, stirring until the sugar dissolves. Reduce heat and cook without stirring to 265, or until drop of syrup put into cold water forms a hard ball. Meanwhile, beat egg whites with salt until stiff. Slowly pour hot syrup into egg whites, beating constantly with electric or hand beater. Add vanilla and nuts. Continue to beat until stiff. Drop from a teaspoon onto waxed paper. For variation, add chopped candied cherries or dates. So have you heard of Divine Divinity?
So what are they like? Are they like a sort of Florentine type thing?
I haven't got a picture because I've got not just a picture of Charlie. And what was the what was the girl called?
There was Peppermint Patty, wasn't there? And Sally. There was Sally as well. Was it Sally Brown and Peppermint Patty? And Sally Brown's blonde, isn't she? She's the younger sister of Charlie Brown. So who's that? Is that Lucy?
It's Lucy Van Pelt.
It is Lucy, isn't it? Yeah.
So it's Lucy. So.
Yeah. She's the older sister of Linus. Right.
So on to your question then about what it is. The only thing that comes with this Divine Divinity is a cartoon with, what do we say a little girl's name was? Lucy.
Lucy, yeah.
And Charlie. Just a minute, hold everything. Say, oh dear sister, with the sweet face and beautiful smile, may I have a piece of divinity? Oh, dear sister, with a sweet face and beautiful smile, may I have a piece of divinity? For divinity, I'll say anything, no matter how nauseating. So I don't get a picture, I just get that. So
oh,
yes,
bless you.
So we've heard from Jane, so thank you for that. So divine divinity. Yeah. So I think we need to look up divine divinity, because I've never heard of it.
Is it divine
Your turn.
Divine divinity or divine divinity?
It says divinity.
Divine.
Oh, it's like a fudge. It's a candy. I've got it
is
here.
Is it? Oh, how much? Oh, let me just give me 1 minute. I must get something from the kitchen. I meant to bring it in and I forgot to bring it. Just one moment.
It's not in the oven, is it?
Bear with me. Right, yes, I did an event the other day. And it was a private event for a group of people from America who'd come over to London for the new year.
Oh.
And we're doing lots of things. They decided as part of their trip to book in a class with me, which was lovely.
Oh.
And they brought me a little gift all the way from New Orleans. So this is something that they make in New Orleans called New Orleans Famous Praline.
Ooh.
So I bet that's very similar.
Oh, I love
it. It's basically sugar. Yeah, sugar and nuts, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, how strange. I'll show you a picture of divine divinity.
It looks a bit like nougat, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you just sort of
I think
drop
it's
them
like
on.
Nougat.
Oh, how lovely. I can't see these pralines that you've just brought through.
I've not taken them out of the box yet.
Oh.
I've not opened it yet.
What's it got on the front there?
It's a picture of the boats, ships going up the river.
Oh.
So it'll be the Mississippi, won't it, I think.
How many S's?
MISSISSIPPI, isn't it?
Well done.
Yeah.
2 points.
I love Peter and I do that when we're playing quizzes. I'll say, can I have a point for that? It's like, I don't know why.
One thing about being sort of knocked for six a bit, and when I've been in bed, I've watched a bit of telly. And I've watched, was it Stanley Tucci? Do you know who Stanley Tucci is?
Oh, yes, his trip around Italy.
Oh,
and
it's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, the very last one was on, I don't know what date it is, a couple of days ago. And he was in a place called Matera, which is stunning. I think one of the James Bond's movies was filmed there. Quite a few things are filmed there. Because it's where they all used to live in the caves in the mountain. Oh, beautiful it is. Anyway, I think it's supposed to be one of the oldest cities in the world, or oldest towns in the world. And it was... But I thought, I'm going to have to write that down. So he's in a place called Matera, and he wasn't on camera as he mentioned it, but it was off camera looking at these beautiful scenery, and he said he'd called in to a patisserie to get the pastry nun's breasts.
No!
Now, I know we've had nun's breaths, haven't we? Or did you...
We've had nun's farts, haven't we?
Nun's puffs. We've had quite a few things with nuns. No, but
with nuns. Nun's breaths, I don't think. Are we saying breasts? Not breasts, are we?
No, I am saying breasts. I am saying breasts.
Breasts?
Yes! Yes!
No! I thought you said nun's breath!
Well, I'm thinking back to a recent... Well, not recent... A podcast that we've done when I think you said nun's breaths. And did you mean breasts?
Oh, I'm confused. I don't know. I've had a sleep since then. I can't... Did I say nun's breasts?
Well, I can't remember. We've had all sorts with nuns. Anyway, there is a pastry called nun's breasts. So I had to investigate. Yeah. They are still made by the nuns in a seclusion convent, or seclusion nuns, I think they're called.
Yeah.
It's a typical pastry. It's Tete del Monarch, is it?
Oh, my goodness. Gordon Ramsay calls them something else.
Yes, yes. Yes, but we know we are a clean podcast.
Yes.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
Yes. But it comes...
I don't think I've said nun's breasts before.
Is this doing you a mischief? Because I know this word doesn't come easily to you, does it, bless you? The name comes from the fact that these cupcakes resemble. I don't think it resembles a nun's breast in particular.
Not specifically, no. I wouldn't have thought so.
But it is. It's typical dessert was and still is prepared by seclusion nuns.
Wow.
I have a recipe.
They do look... I don't know whether they're... To me, I don't know whether they look appetising or not, but they do... They're quite nice looking, aren't they? Attractive.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do you want the recipe? Do you want me to send you it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be making some?
I don't know.
It's 5 eggs, 5 ounces of sugar, 2 ounces of potato starch. When it says potato starch, is that you just sort of grate some potato up?
No. Oh, you know this. You and I used to, do you not remember when I used to do certain gluten-free recipes and I'd use potato flour? And it was a sort of Scandinavian, and we used to impersonate the Swedish chef.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Oh, a cup of flour, chantilly cream, and icing sugar. Yeah. So, should we put that on our social media as well, but without a picture?
Maybe. See if anybody fancies having a go at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we found us something else with a nun. What have you got for us, my friend?
I found this, actually. I was going to talk about it last week, and then, sadly, you weren't well enough for you. But I found... Do you know how we've looked before at Fanny Craddock, at some of her little videos where she's doing... the sort of extracts from cookery programmes that she's done in the past, and then she'll shout at her assistant.
Susan,
was
Sarah.
It Susan?
Was it Sarah?
Sarah. Yes, that's right, Sarah.
Yeah.
I found some more online. Oh, and there's a wonderful one. Fanny Craddock invites you to a cheese and wine party.
Oh, nice.
And yes, I thought this would have been appropriate in the run-up to New Year. But, hey, people will just have to have a delayed cheese and wine party, won't they? I think that's fine. But she's so pleased about the fact that she's not in a studio. What she's done is she's got the cameras into her own home, which is wonderful. And it's obviously a home that she also uses as a little bit of a cookery school as well.
All right.
Yeah, because she's got Peter and Sally there.
As well as Sarah.
No, Sarah's not there. Don't know what's happened to Sarah, but Sarah's not there. Sarah's still in the studio having a lie down in a dark corner, I think. So, but she says, it's this wonderful bit where she says, "This is the view from my kitchen window with the mill stream flowing under the bridges and down to meet the river at the other end of the garden. And as you come closer, you can now see the two big windows and the stable doors themselves that lead into the kitchen. And sitting outside and holding watch is our faithful West Highland, Mademoiselle Lolita Saltina Craddock. She's not quite a lady, but we adore her." So there's this little dog sitting outside guarding the entrance to...
Oh, it sounds beautiful there with a mill stream.
It does, and the mill stream, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And then she starts to show you around the kitchen. And she's pointing things out, like cupboards and the grill and the fridges. And she says everything's in easy reach. This is the junior section, and she's pointing to Peter and Sally. She says there's just two of them here today. And each cupboard contains only one item, so they don't get confused. So it's like...
Oh, I say. She was, wasn't she? Cutting at every opportunity.
And then she points to something else. I've no idea what it is, but she says, "This is amusing. Cost us half a crown in Jersey about 20 years ago. It's like, no idea what you're pointing to. Could be a jar, could be anything.
Oh, it's
no
off
idea.
Camera?
No, you can see. Oh. She's saying that she just says, "This is amusing. Cost us half a crown in Jersey 20 years ago. You think, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're pointing at. So if people would like to have a look at that little video, I haven't even got as far as what she's preparing for the cheese and wine party. I thought the opening bit was just so mesmerising. Yeah. I just couldn't resist. Yeah. But
now, thinking of Fanny then, Fanny Craddock. Oh, dear. Have you been in the eggnog?
No, I haven't been in the eggnog.
Oh. Well, you know, with Fanny, it was always Johnny, wasn't it?
Yes.
And they had that. Oh. And I remember talking about this ages and ages ago, but it was probably when our sound quality wasn't that good. But basically, her rider was, which was an unfortunate term and phrase, was that before they recorded a show, they had to have a room in which they were able to...
Oh, yes.
So, anyway, got me thinking, because I found, and it's only a brief one, because it just sort of, I saw this, and then I thought, well, I'll have that in case anything mentioned. And it is 10 Cakes Husbands Like Best from Spry's Recipe Roundup by an Aunt Jenny. So I suppose it's one of these characters again, isn't it?
Yes.
And basically it says, when I recently asked women to send me recipes for the cakes their husbands like best, I expected to get a lot of good ideas. But I never dreamed they'd arrive by the truckload. I've been simply snowed under. Thousands and thousands of wonderful recipes. And basically this book is all to do with the husband and a favourite cake. And then it says, and now you can run your own popularity poll. Bake each one of these 10 beauties and see which wins with him. Every one of them will win you compliments, and amongst them he'll find his favourite cake.
This is where we're going wrong, isn't it? We should be baking 10 different cakes for our hobbies and see which one they prefer.
Jeez.
Good grief.
I know. It will miss a bad, but Glyn's not a cake fan. He's,
isn't he?
No, he's a real, yeah, he's difficult for that. I know I said we weren't going to mention, and I know if I do that, somebody will get missed out, and I would hate that. But we've had specific messages following on from stories, so hence Jane with her Peanuts book and Divine Divinity, and also Gwyneth. Mm. Now, Gwyneth is also in the UK. Katie and Howard, we are a week behind with the podcast, so this is a couple of weeks now. Just listen to the one about my mother's toe condom. Now, do you remember the mother's toe condom?
Yes. Yeah.
I have to tell you how she gets the toe condoms. So if maybe you're just a new listener, and thank you ever so much. But Enid is 80 years old next year, and she is the mother of Gwyneth. And Gwyneth's a very old pal of mine. And her mum was around our patch, so I went for a coffee with her. And she was telling me about her toe and how she has to have treatment on this toe, which includes wearing a condom on this toe for a week solid every month. And we just said, didn't we, how wonderful at 79, nearly 80, to be going into a pharmacist and buying condoms. Yeah, we love that. She said, I have to tell you, she gets my husband Mark to order the toe condoms off the internet, but she waits till I'm out of the room before asking him to get them. Because we did wonder, what does she do? And now we know. Yeah, now we know.
Does her mum not know that she knows about this then?
I don't know. But hey, it don't matter, do we do? And I also have to share with you this. You can tell we've not kept caught up for a little while. On the lead up to Christmas, I was just looking for some ideas, you know, you do for Christmas presents. And, I mean, it doesn't matter. I haven't done this. And I know Glyn's done this already, but it flashed up, have a go on a skid pan, you see. So I thought, well, okay, what the fuck's a skid pan?
Yeah.
Do you know what a skid pan is? Because I just realised you don't drive.
No. I was trying to think of two things. First of all, I thought it might be a cooking implement. So, like a skid... Is it a skid pan?
Yes.
Or a skid...
A skid pan? Yes.
Right. So it's not a cooking implement.
No.
Like a non-stick pan or something. No.
So, do you know what a skid pan is?
No.
Ah. So it's when you go on a very slippy, wet surface with your car, and they teach you how to drive out of a difficult situation. So, for instance, it's they do it with the police and all the emergency services. So they wet the track, and you go on here, and of course you're losing your steering, and basically it's if it's really heavy rain and we have a lot of it in this country, how would you get out of a difficult situation? And you learn how to drive out of being a skid. So it's a skid pan.
Why is it called a pan?
I don't know. Do you want me to have a look?
Somebody ready. I'm thinking about your sort of dog poo pickup thing. You know, the...
You mean my male dog urine catcher?
Yes, yeah. That's like a little pan, isn't it? But I can't imagine somebody going around with a pan under people's cars. So it's just literally like an area that they've made ice.
Yes, and very wet.
Yeah.
So it works out why I'm reading this now. Works out why cars skid or aquaplane. And it's due to lack of traction. I don't know why it's called it pan. See, you've asked me a question now, and now I don't know. And this is absolutely nothing to do with what I was going to tell you about a Christmas present. So it's lubricated flat tarmac or polished concrete surfaces, which are large enough to ensure safety when a driver loses control of their car.
Oh.
They're risk-free. They don't put any trees or lampposts in. Because that would be one.
Good.
That's
good.
That's not good. Yeah. But why is it called a pan? So shall I tell you why it made me laugh though?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Imagine this. I'm putting into experiences skid pan. All right?
Mm.
Without a word of a lie. One result came up on a well-known experience day website.
Yeah.
Here you are. So for £135, you can go to London for your skid pan to have an age repair facial at a spa.
What?
Glenn? Hello. Oh, there he is. I'm going to ask him. Are you there, Glenn? Hello. Could you please answer a question for Howard and I?
Could you come? You
no. Do you know why a skid pan is called a skid pan?
Because you can skid on it.
No, that's wrong. No, got the wrong thing. Howard wants to know why is it called a pan. Now, I have to tell you, Glyn likes to know everything. So I think the fact it's gone quiet...
Well, presumably it was initially the shape of a pan type thing.
Yes, but Howard's asking, is it a similar pan to what we caught Harvey's wee-wee in when he had to have a wee-wee test?
No, it would be a bit bigger than that, wouldn't it, really?
So you don't know?
Now, remember the Staffordshire Police story about their skid pan? Oh, yes. Wonderful Staffordshire Police, many, many years ago, about 15, 20 years ago, they had this great hurrah that they got their own skid pan so they could train all the police officers and so on. And they opened it, and the first car went on it, and nothing happened because the contractors had put down anti-skid tarmac.
Oh, so no! So
they poured gallons of water on it, and nobody skidded.
thank you very much, Mr. Johnson. So yeah, nobody knows why it's a pan.
Presumably it was full of water.
Felled water. Oh, you see, won't give up now, Howard. Glyn will not give up now, Howard. I don't know if you know about this.
No, it needs to, yeah.
And he's now saying it could be because they have to have something which holds water, which would be a pan. So maybe it's that.
Oh, right.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Back to you in the studio.
Yes, back to us in the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yes, so if you want, put skid pan as an experience, you can have an age repair facial. So one thing we missed out, didn't we, as we headed into Christmas and New Year, we didn't have a June moment.
No. Oh, that's right. I've been saving them up. Yes. So we don't need...
Have there been a few?
Yeah, there have been a few. Well, but I mean, my mum's been with us she came for Christmas and then went back for a couple of days and came back again for New Year. Only stayed overnight, New Year's Eve and so on. But she was telling us about Darren. I think you've met Darren. I think when we did Arlie many years ago. I think you met him there. And she said he's got a new work colleague. It's a young woman from euthanasia. And I looked at her and then she said, "That's not right, is it?" I said, "No." I said, "I think you mean Lithuania." Yeah.
She sleeps well, though. Oh, how we have missed June. And Darren, who was mentioned, is a family friend. Just had a look at the Fanny Craddock programme. And it was from 1970 and can be found quite easily online. And the rather lovely Stanley Tucci, the American actor and filmmaker, the programme is called Searching for Italy. And yes, the Nun's Breasts recipe, along with Divine Divinity, will pop on our Instagram, Facebook and Pinterest pages. So that's it for another week. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Ooh.